Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. It's Bob Nelson. He's the owner of the old Ross elevator that the folks there are trying to save, and they've got kind of a fun little project they're working on right now that you could be a part of. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the Ross elevator. We'll play a little catch-up here first, because for folks who may not have heard an earlier visit that we had, this is an old wooden grain elevator that these are rapidly disappearing if there are a whole lot of them left out there, and the mission is to try to save a piece of Iowa history.
That is correct. The one we have was built in the early 1880s by a Civil War veteran, Captain Charles Stewart. He also happened to be the founder of Stewart, Iowa.
And you came into possession of this how?
We have a friend, Betty Sievers. Her family has owned the elevator since the 1930s. She called me and wanted to know if I'd be interested in buying it, and if I would do my best to see if I could get it restored. And we've gotten a good start.
Well, I know farming has changed a lot over the, years, decades, centuries, since we're talking about something built in the 1880s, but
yeah.
It may not be the case necessarily anymore, but these things used to be the center hub of a rural community.
They were. They really were. I mean, you've got to imagine back during this time, prior to these elevators, prior to the railroad, these farmers, what would they do with their commodities? They would have to bag it. Put it in the back of their wagon, which was obviously pulled by horses, and sometimes they'd have to travel days to get their products to market. When the railroads came through, the elevators quickly followed, and ours was built in the early 1880s. And you can only imagine how exciting that must have been at that time. It allowed farmers to have a place to bring their crops. It opened up areas that really were pretty tough to settle until there was a place to bring the commodities. The farmers from all around, the landowners, the business, the owners, they would come down to these elevators. The elevators not only were a place to buy crops or sell crops, it was a place where you could sit and you could talk to your neighbor. Obviously, these people back in the 1880s, they were scattered all over the county. There weren't a lot of times other than maybe going to Sunday church, and even at that time it was pretty tough to get to church.
In some places Sunday church may have been conducted in these places, who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's, and you correct me if my history is inaccurate, but fires, neglect, the arrival of concrete structures really kind of did away with most of these.
Well, and for good reason. There were some studies done in Kansas, I believe. These elevators were built to last about 40 years. In Kansas, they averaged about 10 fires. These were built along railroad tracks at that time. The trains were powered by steam engines, lots of sparks. Wooden elevators and sparks aren't a good mix. The insurance industry, of course, got involved. You couldn't keep these elevators around. They came up with a better alternative, which was concrete. So it's pretty amazing there's still one left from the 1880s.
You bet. Okay, now we've played catch-up a little bit, gotten folks up to speed on what's going on here. Now, I know you and your wife, Janet, have been working hard to raise funds to try to do something with this, to keep it around for a while, and you've gotten to a critical point now here where you've gotten some money lined up, some grant work, and you've gotten to a point where you're going to do a little work on the foundation, which has given you kind of a rare opportunity here.
That is very correct. We did get a $25,000 matching grant from the Iowa Barn Foundation, which means we have to raise $25,000. We're amazed and we're thrilled to announce that we have raised that $25,000, so we will be eligible for that grant. Unfortunately, that won't be enough to completely take care of what needs to be done with the elevator. So we have a contest coming up. We have hired Heartland Building Moving of West Bend. The owner, Tom Mader, will be coming down. In fact, he's been down here for the last couple of days trying to get started on lifting the elevator. The elevator sits on a limestone foundation. It's a bank barn-style building. And what happens with these bank barns, the freeze-thaw cycle causes the limestone foundations to collapse. And ours has on three sides. So he is going to raise the building. And once he can get it up in the air, He has the technology on his hydraulic jacks to give us an accurate reading on how much it weighs. So we're going to start a contest. If anybody wants to go to our website, and all the instructions are there at SaveRossElevator.com, just follow the links, and you can donate any amount you want for a guest. We will probably have a rough idea, hopefully, around the week of May 18th is what Tom is thinking at this point, depending on the weather. So we're going to have to wait and see when he can actually do the lifting.
That is crazy to even think about doing something like that. That's going to be quite a process to observe.
Oh, it's going to be. They've been back there, and of course you can imagine it's surrounded by piles of dirt and now lots of mud, but they're still back there. They're digging underneath it. If you would glance at it, you would have to think it's levitating right now because it's kind of a scary sight.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Do you expect to see a bit of a crowd when you start doing that work?
Well, probably not, because we can't really narrow it down to a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he comes in, let's say on May 18th is what he's thinking right now. He may lift it on May 18th. It may take a couple more days. There's really no way to know exact. And we don't really encourage a lot of people to be back there now because it is quite dangerous at this moment.
SaveRossElevator.com is the website if people want to go there, make a donation, and then place a guess there, too. I'm guessing your guesses are going to be a little all over the board. We do a thing during Pork Month where folks guess on the weight of a hog, and usually folks would have a fairly decent idea of the rough, you know, area, but we have such wild guesses sometimes we can't figure out what in the world they're looking at. So I can just imagine how wild the guesses might be on something like this.
Oh, I imagine there's some people out there that probably come up with something that would be close. The dimensions are roughly 25 by 30, 60 feet high. It's built out of stacked lumber. I mean, it starts off with 2x10s, then 2x6s, then 2x8s, 2x4s. So it will be rather heavy. It would be fun for some people. I'm sure if they sat down and they weighed a board, they could probably come up with some pretty close calculations.
You going to put a guess in?
You know, I haven't even thought about it. We've been so busy. We probably should. We probably should have guessed it ourselves, but I don't think we will.
You probably eliminate yourself from being the winner, but on the other hand, it would be kind of interesting to see if the folks that have been staring at this thing and working with it forever really have a good idea of what they're dealing with.
And that's right. And the winner, whoever does get the closest, the prize will, they will get their name on a plaque that will be inside the elevator probably for eternity. So it'll be pretty neat to have their name on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you get to a point where you're doing the work that you, well, it might be many, many years before you get all the work completed that you really want to get completed, but ultimately, what is your goal?
Mainly, our goal is just to preserve it. It is in such poor condition right now. It's been around for 130 years, but if nobody did anything else to it, I would almost say within the next 2 or 3 years, it would be gone. We want to fix it up to the point where it can be around for another 130 years. We feel it's extremely important for people to remember their history, especially, you know, agricultural history, to remind people how important it was at one time, how modern agriculture got started. You can't really appreciate what you have now unless you have an idea of what things were like years ago.
Well, the fact that the Iowa Barn Foundation decided to step up with a matching grant to help out with this project really emphasizes how much they think this means to the history of the area.
Oh, they're very excited. They've been down here several times. We've kept in close contact. They're behind us all the way on this project.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Well, folks want to know more about that, I guess the way to do that really would be just go to that website, SaveRossElevator.com, and you can find more information. You can donate to the project and take care of a lot of business. That's a labor of love, isn't it?
It is a labor of love, and we're also creating a Facebook page at this time to keep people updated on the weekly progress.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, because pictures would definitely be a must.
Oh, my, yes.
Especially when you get to the point that this thing starts to fly.
Oh, we're pretty excited. Once we get it lifted, we can really get in there and get to work.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, good. Well, it's fun to see the project moving forward. It's one thing to have to raise money to make something happen, but when you actually hit a goal like that and then are able to make something physically happen so folks can see that the money that they've donated is actually making a difference in preserving history, that's pretty neat.
It is pretty neat, and we're quite surprised ourselves we've made it to this point. And it's just going to be exciting from this time on.
You bet. Very good. Well, Bob, good luck with that project. We wish you the very best. And again, we encourage folks to hit that website, www.saverosselevator.com. Donate if you can. At the very least, support the project, follow along what's happening, and encourage those folks to continue working on such a good historical project here in the area. Bob, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.